called Bluebeard. It was first written down in 1695 by Charles Perrault, who also wrote Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, and Little Red Riding Hood. Perrault was known as the father of the modern fairy tale. But Bluebeard is remarkable for being a fairy tale with actually with no magic in it. It's very much about real people. And as in all fairy tales, the listener, you, are invited to see yourselves in the story. Bluebeard. This is a story of a man who had a blue beard. He was considered ugly because of that. He was always looking for wives. One day he discovered that not far from him there was a family with three daughters. And he invited them out for a wonderful day, a picnic, a ride through the forest. And he was very charming. The older sisters were cautious about this man, but the youngest sister felt she could trust him and maybe love him. And when he, a few weeks later, asked her to marry him, she accepted. And she moved into his house. And sort of like today, he was a businessman and he had to go off for a business trip. And he left her in charge of his house. Perhaps it was a castle, very large, many floors, many doors, many of them that had locks. He gave her his set of keys so that she could do the work of running this big house. He said, "You're in charge now, but do not use the small key." He went away on his business trip. The sisters, she invited her sisters over, and they had a wonderful time exploring the house and having the place to themselves, going into each room and seeing how it was designed and decorated and where everything was. They went down into the basement, and there was a small door. And the sister said, "Wow, that small key must go into this small door. But we mustn't open it," said the older sisters. But the younger sister was curious. She said it couldn't hurt. Let's just take a little peek. So they opened up this small door and went inside. And to their horror, they found a room that was filled with dead bodies of Bluebeard's past wives. With horror, they shut the door, locked it with the small key. When this young sister looked at the key and at her hand, it was covered in blood because the key was dripping blood. She put it in her pocket to hide it, but it continued to drip blood and covered the whole of her dress. She tried to wipe it off with different things, and nothing would stop the key from bleeding. So she ran to her room and put it on a high shelf above her dresses, closed the door, and of course, her husband came home soon after that. And he saw the blood on her dress. He saw the blood in the house. He went to her room, opened the door, and saw the key had dripped blood all over her dresses. In a rage, he said, "You betrayed me. You did what I asked you not to do." He grabbed her by her hair and took her off down into the basement to kill her. She pleaded with him, "Please, please give me 15 minutes to prepare myself to pray before you kill me." And he agreed. So she went to her room and she called out to her sisters, "Can you see our brothers coming?" "No, we don't see anything." She waited a bit more. She called up to her sisters again. "Do you see our brothers coming?" And they answered, "Yes, we see dust on the horizon." And just then, the door opened. Bluebeard came in, grabbed her to take her to kill her. And the brothers arrived, charging in on their horses, right into the house, right in to confront Bluebeard, and they slayed him. And the sisters and the brothers went home. Carl Jung wrote, "The individual who wishes to have an answer to the problem of evil has need, first and foremost, of self-knowledge. That is in the utmost possible knowledge, that is in the utmost possible knowledge of their own wholeness. They must know relentlessly how much good they can do and what crimes they are capable of, and must be aware, beware of regarding the one as real and the other as illusion. Both are elements within their nature, and both are bound to come to light in them should they wish, as they ought to live without deception or self-delusion." Self-knowledge is the key. Know thyself. The story of Bluebeard is a metaphor, of course, as all fairy tales are, and a key to our own selves. Potentially, we have all the characters of that story as part of ourselves. The evil Bluebeard, the naive younger sister, the cautious older sister, the room full of pain and death, and the brave and strong brothers, the rescuers. Jung said our wholeness includes all potential. Knowing ourselves and what we are capable of gives us an opportunity to make wise choices. With self-knowledge, we can take responsibility for our actions. It also allows us, in the wisdom and compassion of our self-knowledge, to forgive ourselves and others and to start again in love. I invite you to sit in the complexity of all of that and let the images and the words of the story settle in you. Light, dark, self-knowledge, responsibility, forgiveness, compassion. 2 minutes of quiet shared together.